Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Trump administration is trying to devalue yet another sector of society. The Justice Department asking the Supreme Court to set a legal precedent that would make it easier to fire someone who is transgender. They're arguing that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 protects only workers from discrimination based on biological sex. To find out what this means, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with former federal prosecutor and former Supreme Court clerk Rory Little with UC Hastings College of the Law. Thanks a lot for talking to us. What does the Justice Department brief say?
Well, this is a case. There are going to be three cases, actually, in front of the Supreme Court in October. One involves discrimination against a transgender individual, and the other two involve discrimination against people allegedly because they are gay, sexual orientation. And in these cases, the federal government has taken the position that the federal law that prevents discrimination on the basis of sex does not extend to transgender status or sexual orientation. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, actually have switched positions here. Prior to the Trump administration, they took the position that transgendered people were protected, and now they filed a brief just last week saying that they are not protected.
How likely is the Supreme Court to change protections?
Well, you know, this is the Trump administration would say they're not changing it. They're just trying to make it clear that the federal law does not define what it means to discriminate on the basis of sex, and it should not include these categories. I think this will be a really, really hard-fought case in the Supreme Court. I would not predict exactly where they're going to go. Of course, we know that the majority of the court currently seems to be somewhat conservative, but an institutionalist like John Roberts, for example, might question whether the EEOC should have changed its position, and more importantly, whether the statute might encompass discrimination based on transgender status, even though Congress in 1964 may not have intended that when they wrote the statute.
What are the implications beyond the transgender community?
Well, I think this is huge. The Supreme Court actually a while ago decided that Title VII did not extend to pregnancy discrimination. And immediately Congress changed the law and said, yes, it does. So it could be that a legislative fix could change this, although, again, that will depend a lot on the coming election, as so many things do. The implication, though, is for thousands of people who are transgender or who have a sexual orientation that doesn't accord to the standard heterosexual model. They will all be affected by this if they are not protected against discrimination on the basis of those sexual identities. So it's a huge case, huge set of cases, and it's unclear where it's going to go, both in the Supreme Court and also legislatively. Now, states can also extend protections to these same people, and California, I believe, has done so. So in some states, this will have less effect than in other states, but in many states, these categories are not protected, and there'll be a huge effect.
Thanks for talking to us. That's Rory Little, UC Hastings College of the Law.